1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. New rules for artificial intelligence. President Biden says seven major tech companies have voluntarily agreed to add safeguards to identify AI content and share data with the public and government. Executives from Google, Amazon, Microsoft are among those on board.
Companies have an obligation to make sure their technology is safe before releasing it to the public. That means testing the capabilities of their systems, assessing their potential risks, and making the results of these assessments public.
The president also called on lawmakers to finalize bipartisan legislation to regulate AI. Extreme heat and severe storms are the two threats for millions of Americans from coast to coast. Triple-digit temperatures leading to more heat-related deaths. Las Vegas now a week into temps above 110 degrees. For Phoenix, it's three straight weeks. Legendary singer Tony Bennett has died. This award-winning singer, known for hits I Left My Heart in San Francisco and collaborations with numerous pop stars, died at his home in New York. Bennett was 96. This is ABC News. Well, you should know about a new sophisticated scheme to wire money out of your account. Here's ABC's consumer affairs correspondent, Becky Worley.
Courtney Black says she received a text message appearing to be from her bank, Chase.
I got a text message that said, "Did you authorize a wire transfer?" I texted back, "No." 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from a 1-800 number, and I answered it.
She says the caller identified himself as a Chase employee, and he would help her cancel the fraudulent transfer.
He told me, "You need to enter this account number," because that's the account it was going to. Section by section, he was telling me how to do it.
Black says she saw all the money in her accounts disappear.
And the bank has no obligation to make good on the theft. Wire transfers are exempt from FDIC protections. It's game day debut for Lionel Messi. The highly paid soccer superstar is expected to play tonight for the first time with his new team in Inter Milan in their Fort Lauderdale home stadium. Messi earns more than $50 million per year. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
For this weekend, Oshkosh is the busiest airport in the world. EAA celebrates its 70th with hundreds of thousands of its closest friends from all over the world. It officially starts Monday, but try telling that to the people already there. The event has been in Oshkosh since 1970 after moving from Rockford, Illinois.
And when your eyes are not in the skies, look for Mino and the Mayor from the Talk of Green Bay morning show, broadcasting live starting at 6 a.m.
Legendary singer Tony Bennett has passed away at the age of 96 in New York City. The famous crooner was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016.
We are in the middle of summer blockbuster season at the box office, and two highly anticipated films open this weekend. Batman and Inception director Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer reviewed well, pulling in 93 on Rotten Tomatoes, and the comedy Barbie came in at 90%.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with some good news. We have some freebies today. State Fair tickets, free State Fair tickets. Just call Calvin, 844-967-2789. First in line gets the cheese, Calvin.
It's a free ticket Friday. Step right up. Your shot at tickets for the Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
All right, Calvin is the guy, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right to the news, right to the breaking news, right to the topics that you should know about. And I'm going to start out by saying this, and I'm going to do this in every show until something's done about it. Tommy Tuberville, white supremacist from Alabama, single-handedly is holding up the promotions of admirals and generals, and he's done it for months. And not a single senator is moving to change the rule, not a single one, that says that one senator can control our government. The Senate, in the aggregate, has acted unconstitutionally. We are supposed to have a democracy. You elect people, and then a republic where you have a legislature, not a king. Not aristocrats do things. But they basically, in this rule, it's the functional equivalent of getting together and saying, all right, each of us are a member of a House of Lords. Each of us can control this government simply by shutting it down and cross your heart and hope to die. Of course, you wouldn't do it just casually. And he is doing it and out of vanity because they all think they're in the House of Lords. House of Lords in merry old England in the 18th century, they wore powdered wigs. They wore velvet knee breeches with stockings underneath. And when they wanted to get into a room, they didn't knock. They scratched on the wood and said, I prithee, my lord, let me in. This is the kind of operation they're running. There's not a single member of the Senate who'll get up and say, you can't have one guy shut it down. Put all this to a vote. Majority rules. But no, that's not what's happening. And I'm going to put this on the agenda today. Again, the state Senate is trying to get rid of Megan Wolf, executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, even though she has been approved and endorsed by everybody on it, say she's doing a great job. Why do they want to do it? Because they get rid of her. The election commission is then split 3-3 on who her successor would be. And Wisconsin law provides that the state Senate can appoint somebody for up to a year, the state Senate. They will appoint a Gableman type. That person will mislead and lie to clerks. And their sole objective, just so you know it, is to drive down voting by about 4%, just like it's being driven down in Florida and Texas with minority voters, like criminal laws are enforced. Well, here they couldn't get that through because of Evers' veto. So they will do that. And the holy grail is get rid of student voting in Madison and Milwaukee. That would do it. That is what is going on day and night. Everybody's plotting it, and it's happening with you on your watch. All right, let's get down to the other news. The judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, Trump's sycophant in the Mar-a-Lago trial, set May 24th for the trial Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago documents case. Now, let me tell you something. Out of deep, deep experience in trials, trying cases, scheduling cases, there'll be what's called a pretrial conference on May 14, 10 days before the trial. Lawyers will go in and they may argue on evidentiary questions, and they're supposed to file pretrial reports that show their exhibits, blah, blah, blah. This is a fake. This trial is not going forward on May 24th. Eileen Mercedes Cannon is cunning. She's very cunning. She is Trump's principal lawyer in the case, and she is the judge. She just denied a motion for protective order on some of our most sensitive secrets, nuclear secrets, troop deployment secrets, secrets that, if known to our foreign adversaries, would result in the capture and execution of our undercover agents who have penetrated their governments. I've been involved in a lot of cases. I've been involved in a lot of cases. We have gotten protective orders for things like medical records, psychiatric records, trade secrets, just industrial processes. She just bumped things a couple of months because of appeals. Trump's people have already said they won't meet to discuss it. She said, we'll try to get them to meet to discuss it. This will keep going on and on and on. She's smart enough to know she can't just schedule it for after the November election. This is the way she has it controlling the trial. Bill from Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Bill from Oconomowoc.
Two parts. The first part is with Tommy Tuberville. Why doesn't somebody, you're more connected than I am with politics. Who do you think can take that guy on and just call his number? There's got to be somebody. You can't tell me. If we're saying that our government is that ignorant, holy cow, do we need a house cleaning? And then coming back to this judge, can every criminal in the country say, well, I'm going to run for president, so you can't prosecute me after the election? You can't. That's what Trump's doing. He's a criminal, and he's trying to convince the public that he shouldn't be tried till after he's president. Where does this ignorance just bleed out of? Somebody, you know, help me out. I can't believe that our government is that dysfunctional, but it is. What's your thoughts, especially with Tommy Tuberville? Who do you think could take him on and say enough? What's your thoughts?
Excellent questions. I'm going to hit both of them and then go back to the lines. First of all, you made the point, Bill, I think a week ago, that if Dwight Eisenhower were the president back in the 50s and some clown tried this, this wouldn't last very long. But he had won the Second World War as a commanding general. Nowadays, things are so divided. I think this, there is a rule in the Senate, and listen to this, everybody, that is unconstitutional. You can break the Constitution by putting in a rule that breaks it. This rule says any one of the 100 of them can raise his pinky and go, all right, I want 3-4 weeks of debate on everything, including recessing. I want 3 or 4 weeks of every one on the 650 flag officers. And what? You're not going to deal with foreign policy? You're not going to deal with domestic policy? They can't do it. I think the one possibility, and you raised this yourself before, is that Joe Biden, and maybe he's already done this, but it's not good enough on its face, is say, we're going to put them acting in those positions. We're going to raise their pay for those positions and all that. But morale requires the consent of the Senate for some of these positions. They're not going to be totally satisfied. We're losing people. Right now, we're 25% under the Army's recruitment goals. Right now, 25%. By the way, that's the Blue Angels folks flying overhead. Blue Angels, air and water show in Milwaukee, putting on a hell of a show. They fly over Lake Michigan, but they are now flying over, apparently, the east side of Milwaukee. All right, let's get back to Bill of Economwalk's question. Okay. What would have to be done is somebody like Chuck Schumer, somebody like Dick Durbin, the number two from Illinois, who gets up and says, this is unacceptable. He doesn't have to say that Tommy Tuberville is a right-wing white supremacist who never served in the military. He's a chicken hawk. Don't have to say any of that. You say, this is unacceptable. This man has single-handedly served Putin's interests for 6 months, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I am proposing a change in the rule that is simply majority. In other words, we don't ask for unanimous consent anymore. That's a term of art. What we're going to do is we're going to go, okay, you're not going to get unanimous consent. Maybe you can say if 40% of the Senate don't want it, all right, for that guy, you carve him out. It has to be something like that. Has to be something like that. Thanks a lot for calling. Northwoods Terry, my friend, you're next. We have a couple of minutes before the break. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
Well, I was just going to tell you, Matt, there's a Second Amendment rally up here.
Yeah.
Music. And I don't know if you heard about it or not, but it's not going over the best, I guess. That's what I've been hearing. So kind of a riff.
Well, there are more guns in union halls than conference rooms in hedge funds, conference rooms and country clubs. I got news for you. There are more guns in the hands of the average working guy and woman than there are in all these other people who think they're in the House of Lords. So let's get the Second Amendment straight, number one. Number two, somebody go to the Second Amendment thing and say, yeah, okay, we're with you. We're with the military too. Putin does not want admirals and generals promoted because he does not want our military to be in full combat force. And there is a guy named Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, who is going along with Putin. Let's have some sentiment here. Are there any veterans here? Any fellow veterans? Anybody serve? A lot of hands will go up. Good. Good. Did you want your officers not to be promoted? And it's not just officers. You have sergeants, and they call them chief petty officers in the Navy, you know, E7, 8, 9. Some of them become warrant officers and some of them become officers. Why are we permitting clowns with one objection out of 100? Why is the House of Lords agreeing to that, every one of them? It is because we need Durbin, we need Schumer, one of these guys to get, we're going to change the rule. But you know something, how sad this is? That requires Schumer and Manchin. That is what is very, very sad. And to Bill's other question, why doesn't anybody run for president and get away with this in a criminal case? You can only do it if you're the guy that appointed the judge. That's why some clownmeister trying it wouldn't get away with it. We go to a break. You're still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility, you have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey!
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 58. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy. Low 80s. Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money today, Mark.
Yeah, I can't figure, you know, one thing I can't figure out is that for all those boxes of documents that Donald Trump took, along with anything else that wasn't tied down in the White House, apparently, that he took and moved off to his compound in Mar-a-Lago, apparently there was items that Israel put on loan for the United States for a Hanukkah celebration in 2019 that Trump decided he was going to take with him and spirited them off to Mar-a-Lago. So Donald Trump is not just in violation of taking those documents. There's probably all sorts of emoluments clause violations that Trump did on that day. And the judge, you know, the Judge Cannon down there in Florida should be called to account for what she's doing right here, because it's all just BS. This delay in the trial in itself, I think, is a violation of the Constitution, which says you get a speedy trial, not a trial delayed so you can, right, you know, in service of one man. And it's just disgusting. And as you're talking about the Putin earlier, that the Putin apparently is now laying claim to half of Poland, because, or more or less laying claim to half of Poland, because, you know, that was a gift from Stalin to the Polish people. Well, if I remember right, under was the Molotov von Ribbentrop Treaty, that you know, Germany more or less partitioned Poland off into two sections, awarding half to his new ally Stalin, and and the rest of it to, you know, himself, right, in Germany. And it just is, for our Republican Party not to recognize Putin for the danger that he is, failing to recognize the danger for what he is for at least a decade now, is just disgusting. I mean, that why Russian Ron went to Russia.
Well, here, I want to comment. Yeah, hold on. I want to comment on that because you raise a good point. Russia and Prussia divided Poland in 1795, and they wiped it off the map till 1917. It resurged, then the Nazis occupied it, and it didn't come back again until 1989, the Russians and the Germans. Here's the deal. Putin is worried about revolution. Right now, he has increased the military reserves, the age he can draw on them, till age 70. And people who hadn't served before till age 55, he is going to get overthrown, and it better happen pretty darn soon. So thanks for calling. Excellent points, as always. All right, I want to talk about something else. This really, really ticks me off, but I will preface it by saying this. When somebody and a person with no character resorts to obscenity or revenge porn, they forfeit any argument that they had. It shows that they're not serious. It shows that they are very insecure in their in whatever arguments they're bringing. Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Wednesday, she was in a House Oversight Committee hearing, and she pulled out blow-ups that she printed of naked Hunter Biden photos. Now, Hunter Biden is a troubled guy, okay? And that's a sad thing and all that. You know, he'd been addicted to drugs and so on. And he had consorted with some women, and apparently they enjoyed photographing what they were doing. This is revenge porn. This had not, remember, she at the State of the Union was shouting liar, liar to the President of the United States, liar, liar. She allegedly at one point, not to his face and not as, you know, F you to the President of the United States. This was Wednesday. Today, Hunter Biden's lawyer filed an ethics complaint against her with the Office of Congressional Ethics. That's a bipartisan committee, oversight committee. They take things seriously. They're also investigating George Santos. In this particular case, Jamie Raskin turned to the chairman, Comer, who's bad news from Kentucky, and said, you know, can she be showing this stuff? Comer permitted it. At the same time, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social the following post, quote, if you F around with us, and he used the whole word, the bad word, if you F around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before, end quote. Then he was asked in an interview by a right-wing nut, what will happen if Jack Smith puts you in jail? Trump's response was, it would be very, very dangerous if Jack Smith sends me to jail. I have hundreds of supporters. And if you think that January 6th was bad, it would be, well, very dangerous. Now, I want to stop here before I go to the lines. When you use revenge porn obscenities in the House, and then Trump was on Truth Social, but he's running for president. He's supposedly the head of their party. What kind of party is that? What are your views on taxes? What are your views? Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Thank you so much for bringing this up, Matt. I saw that and I was sickened. The depravity and the feces smeared all over our government by that sleazebag woman to put that on the floor when children can watch their government. When we watch our government, these holier-than-thou son of a guns are smearing and just putrefying what is going on in our government. It makes everything that's precious and good just filthy and perverted. That didn't belong there. He don't work for the government. And that woman should be kicked out of office because that was offensive. That was perverse. That was porn, and that was being shown on the floor of the most highest office in our country, and that hurt America. So, boy, Matt, this one is the lowest, scummiest, pig-in-the-slop stuff that I have ever seen.
Gene, I love your calls. Gene, I got to go to a break. I don't want to go to a break. I want you to keep talking, but I got to go to a break. You're right on the money, Gene. Right on, Gene. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you, the rest of you on the lines. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. New rules for artificial intelligence. President Biden says 7 major tech companies have voluntarily agreed to add safeguards to identify AI content and share data with the public and government. Executives from Google, Amazon, Microsoft are among those on board.
The companies have an obligation to make sure their technology is safe before releasing it to the public. That means testing the capabilities of their systems, assessing their potential risks, and making the results of these assessments public.
The president also called on lawmakers to finalize bipartisan legislation to regulate AI. Extreme heat and severe storms are the two threats for millions of Americans from coast to coast. Triple-digit temperatures leading to more heat-related deaths. Las Vegas now a week into temps above 110 degrees. For Phoenix, it's 3 straight weeks. Legendary singer Tony Bennett has died. This award-winning singer, known for hits I Left My Heart in San Francisco and collaborations with numerous pop stars, died at his home in New York. Bennett was 96. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. DNA tests have identified a man found in Little Lake Butamore in April. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that the remains are those of 37-year-old Ju Lee of Neenah. Lee was last seen in February of 2022. No further details are available at the moment. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering legislation that would change the definition of strip searching in schools. Technically, a search is a strip search only if private areas are exposed. Under new legislation, that would change and include underwear, too. The bill was inspired after Searing High School Superintendent Kelly Casper ordered 6 girls ages 14 to 17 to strip to their underwear, suspecting they were hiding vapes. Legendary singer Tony Bennett has passed away at the age of 96 in New York City. The famous crooner was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. You're first in line. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
Let me tell
you, this is really sad. If you remember when Trump's wife, she said, don't go against Trump because otherwise he'll get back at you. Remember that?
Yeah, I can't hear you, Curtis. Are you on a speakerphone? Try to take it off speaker.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, Curtis, guy, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Curtis. Yeah, say it again. Yeah, said, go ahead.
Do you remember when Trump's wife said that, or the public said,
if you go against my husband, he'll find a way to get back at you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember those quotes he said. But my whole thing is this a mafia boss we're dealing with? I mean, this is horrible. What he's saying and what he's trying to do. It's just crazy. I mean, is this America we want our kids to live in? They keep on saying, you know, they're pro-life and stuff. Well, how can you have a life for the future if you have someone like this running that's trying to run the country? Isn't it sad?
Yeah, you're making a good point. They've injected violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. When he says things like, it would be very dangerous if Jack Smith put me in jail because I have all these people. The old mafia thing is they would not say, if you don't pay us money, we will burn down your business. What they would say is, nice little business you have. Be ashamed if something happened to it. Or nice family you have. Be ashamed if something happened to your kids. This is the kind of mafia talk. You hit the nail on the head, Curtis. This is the kind of mafia talk they use. Remember, he said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And the Secret Service talked to him. And even though he was a Republican nominee, it's a criminal offense to threaten violence to a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, even though he's a, and so you know what he said? He said, well, what I meant was they should vote. That's what I meant. He was lying, but he keeps this innuendo. And the problem is he never takes the hit himself. He rallies this crowd. They go up, five people get killed. Cops get beaten up. Some of them have brain damage. And he's chuckling in the White House. And he goes, no fingerprints for me. I didn't say to do it. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Jeannie's right. Hunter Biden does not work for the government. And he's a troubled person. I hope he gets help. But he's already serving his time now. And it's just a deflection. But Hunter Biden never tried to overthrow the government. He never tried to steal my vote. So it's just leave the poor man alone. It's and to do what Taylor Green did there, that's just disgusting. Jeannie's right about that also. But Hunter never did anything to not even. I just leave the man alone. That's all I'm saying. Hunter Biden has nothing to do with what's really going on in this country. So you have a good week, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent, Paul. Call, Paul. Thanks very, very much. Well, now we're going to turn to one of our least favorite topics, Ron Johnson. And this blew me away that he did this. In May, that's 2 months ago, something like May 17th, he said, I am not going to take money that I've raised to repay myself for past debts from the 2010 and 2016 campaigns. That's what he said. When he said it, he had already taken $400,000 out of donations to him to repay himself, $210,000 for the campaign in 2010, and $190,000 for the campaign in 2016. He'd already done that when he said he would not do it. Now, there's two other things you got to know. After he won in 2010, the company he worked for and had some part ownership in, Pacur Plastics Company, P-A-C-U-R, I think it may have been a family member, maybe his brother-in-law, who brought him in from Minnesota to, you know, be part of the company. They gave him $10 million. It turns out he'd spent $9 million on his campaign. So it repaid him the $10 million. The $10 million repaid him and gave him another million, go buy a house in Georgetown or something. Now, you can't make a $9 million, $10 million contribution. Back then, it wasn't unlimited stuff. They said it was deferred compensation. So people go, all right, well, where's the contract for deferred compensation? Oh, there, it's not written. It's oral, verbal. Well, when was it verbally given? We don't remember. Not kidding. Now he is still owed, he claims, about $10 million from that campaign. He put in $9 million, and obviously there's interest and so on. because he doesn't take that $10 million from PacCoor as paying off his debts. It was, quote, deferred compensation. Then yesterday he announced for the first time he's changed his mind and he may repay himself the $10 million, which would be double counting. It would be double. He got it from PacCoor, disguised as deferred compensation. And now you give him money. Remember, he just got reelected. He's in for 6 years. People forget. What, am I the only guy talking about this? People are going to forget. He'll snarf himself down another $10 million. That means, you know, the E-lines can give it to him. But it's mostly small donors who think they're giving it to a Republican candidate. Now, does he run again in 2028? I don't know. Maybe he figures, okay, I'm going to grab what I can, grab it out of the bank and head out of town. Or maybe he goes, let's see who they put up against me. And if they put up somebody, if the campaign is quite frankly, I didn't think a very good campaign, to be honest with you, I'll do it. I'll hit the bank again. I'll darken somebody's skin and I'll lie about them. And whoever committed a crime in 2028, I'll put their picture up with this guy or this woman. And I'll sneak back in till 2034. This is happening on your watch. And by your watch, I'm saying, if you are a citizen, you are supposed to safeguard democracy. Well, just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on. All right. Talk about Trump again. The guy is a genius at sucking the oxygen out of the room and having people talk about the guy. But when he does as many criminal things as he does and threats of violence as he does, it has to be said. There are a couple of things that for Trump are ominous signs. Ominous signs for Trump. And this has to do with Jack Smith's seemingly imminent indictment of him in Washington, D.C. for ginning up the insurrection, for intimidating witnesses, and for trying to interfere with Congress's obligation to certify the vote. And what are they? What are they? Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has gone radio silent for months now. And you may remember Mark Meadows originally publicly had cooperated with the investigation and turned over a lot of documents. And that's a lot of the stuff that Jack Smith is using to go after him. Suddenly he goes radio silent. The word is he has a cooperation agreement. A proffer was accepted. Rudy Giuliani is radio silent. Proffer agreement accepted. He has a cooperation agreement too. I've said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. The early rat gets the cheese. It has to be a big rat. If Meadows and Giuliani go in to finger some guy from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, who went out there and got drunk and went up to the Capitol, they'll laugh at him. But if they rat on the bigger rat, and there's only one bigger rat than Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, and that's Donald Trump, they get the cheese. What is the cheese? The cheese is no prosecution of them or less jail time or whatever. So stand by. Go to the lines. Jeff of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jeff, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt Flynn. I've been a longtime fan, and I agree with you 98% of the time. I do criminal defense here in Milwaukee. I know Alex. I've met you a few times, but you wouldn't remember. And I'm sorry if it sounds a little loud, but I'm in Shorewood, and the Blue Angels are strafing my house.
So, me too.
my 2% of my disagreement with you has to do with Mandela Barnes's campaign. And I am telling you, I am sick and tired of people crapping on Mandela because the national Dems, just like they did the brainiacs who didn't even bring Hillary into the state during her campaign, they left Mandela out to hang and out to dry, man. He didn't have any new money for new ads the last 2 or 3 months of his campaign, man. And they just left him hang. So I just had to get that off my chest because I text in a lot, but you don't typically read text. So I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you called, and thank you. And I do not, but next time you see me somewhere, just come on up and introduce yourself. I really appreciate it. And I want to get deeper into what you just said, Jeff, and the Blue Angels are going over me too, which means you, because you and I live about an hour, mile and a half from each other. But here's the deal. When I say that the Mandela campaign was not well run, and I agree with you on Hillary Clinton should have come into the state, that is not a criticism of Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is a personal friend of mine. I supported Mandela Barnes and I gave him a substantial contribution. That is a criticism of his campaign manager and how the campaign was run. Now, two things. One is the DNC and the money. The other thing is what was done in the campaign. What was done in the campaign is you had Ron Johnson, had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket, had gone to Russia on July 4th, a few years before, hung out with the autocrats who had been in Ukraine torturing and raping women for 4 years already, who said that as chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee when they were in the majority, that he didn't trust our FBI and our CIA, but he trusted Trump, who trusted Putin. To me, that is the campaign. The guy is a traitor to the United States. The ads that were put on, Mandela Barnes didn't write those ads. He didn't think up those ads, have him making a peanut butter sandwich and have him swinging a baseball bat. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. Now, as far as the DNC is concerned, I will gently disagree with you on the following. Take a look at the financial reports. Mandela Barnes raised more money than Ron Johnson. Mandela Barnes had plenty of money. And you said in the last 3 months, I have to gently disagree. The last 3 months, or August to November, Mandela was ahead by 6 points in August. He had a lot of money come in. He was all over the place. In candor, I do not know about the last 2 weeks, which are usually the ballgame, whether Ron Johnson outraised him then. I do not know. That's a good point. We'll look at it. But what I'm saying is Mandela Barnes is a fine man. He would have been a fine senator. He should have been a fine senator. That was a winnable seat. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the editorial board, on the front page, I'd never seen a front page editorial out of them before, said Ron Johnson is not fit to serve in the Senate. Not Ron Johnson, not fit to serve in the Senate. With all of that, Mandela still came within, I think it was 20 some odd thousand votes at a millions cast. He's a heck of a guy and he has a good future in politics. I am simply saying, and I was a chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, elected twice, two terms. I am simply saying as a former chairman that campaign, when you're doing peanut butter sandwiches and little league bats against treason, that was not a well-run campaign, and that is the function of whoever ran his campaign. Jeff, that's a great call. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 58. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 82. A mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy. Low 80s. Sunday, mid 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's on your mind today?
Matt, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the conversation from the last caller. And regarding Mandela Barnes, he did not run a very good campaign. I would have to agree with you. During the campaign, I was just waiting for him to bring up Ron Johnson's trip to Russia over 4th of July weekend, you know, and really right. began to, you know, and I mean, that was just a missed opportunity. And the other problem with the campaign, it was the manager. He selected someone from who just did not understand Wisconsin politics and the Wisconsin voter. And it just wasn't a well-run campaign. And just finally, and this is just something that black candidates who run statewide, the Republican Party, they're going to insert race at some point in the campaign. You have to be prepared to answer that. You just can't ignore it. And Mandela Barnes, he wanted to take the high road. Candidates have done that, and they've lost. Whenever they start playing that race card, that's when the candidates really need to come after them. And if it's corruption, whatever it is, but fight fire with fire. So I just wanted to say I agree with you about the Barnes race. It was winnable, but it was just poorly executed. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. Your calls are always very thoughtful, and I agree with you. And Mandela Barnes was subjected to vicious racial attack. They darkened his skin in the ads. They did that also in Georgia. They've done it to African-American candidates everywhere on the theory that psychologically somehow that will make the person look less appealing. You and I don't share that personally, but that's what they do. That's what their consultants tell them to do. If you're a Republican running against an African-American candidate, you darken their skin. Number two, when they did that, one of the most horrific crimes in recent memory in the Milwaukee area was the guy who rammed the dancing grannies in the Waukesha Christmas parade the previous December. That guy was a criminal, a murderer. He got multiple life sentences, and he's in the hoosegow right now. It was a shocking and disgusting crime. But Manila Barnes had no more connection to that than I do. He never met the guy. He had nothing to do with it. He never spoke about it in any respect. But what they simply do is, this is the Republican playbook, take the most recent criminal act by an African-American person in the area that's known to people, and then spend tens of millions of dollars, sometimes two times in the same newscast, I watch Channel 12, the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee frequently, 6 p.m. There'll be two of these ads. They will have distorted features of Mandela Barnes off to one side, and then the picture of the guy that murdered the dancing grannies. And an anonymous voice will say that this murder was despicable and he never should have been out of jail and all that. And I had people come up to me. I was down in Monroe, Wisconsin. That's right near the Illinois line, about 45 or so miles southwest of Madison. On the square there, having a hamburger. Guy comes up to me. He knows who I am. He goes, you guys got to do something. Terrible what Mandela Barnes, and it was almost as if he was channeling his inner psychosis. In other words, he wasn't saying that Mandela Barnes was in the parade or knew anything about it, but he was saying, well, once Johnson associates him with the murder of the dancing grannies and blackens his skin, somehow there's something wrong with Mandela Barnes. The problem is everybody listening to the show right now is interested in issues. And is you may be Republican, you may be Democratic, you may be in any state in the union, but you can see through things. The average person can't necessarily see through things. Thanks for a great, great call. Nate of Germantown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nate?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I appreciate that. What's on my mind is the 2024 election. I want to be honest with you, because I know you're a Democrat, and that's fine. Do you think that Joe Biden is playing with a full deck of cards upstairs? Yes or no?
Do you think question about it?
Any cognitive difference?
Yeah, Nate. Let me respond. Yeah, thank you, Nate. Nate is a principled Republican. I enjoy his calls. I respect him, and I respect his stance on issues. And there may even be some things I agree with him on. This is a comment, I should say, or an argument that some Republicans make, that Joe Biden, because he's 80 years old, somehow is losing it and shouldn't run for re-election. Joe Biden is 3.5 years older than Trump. Trump is 77. Joe Biden is 80. So 3.5 years. And a lot of people could say, when you listen to Trump, he's sort of frothing at the mouth and he doesn't have all his marbles. But I don't say that. We'll go ahead and deal with this in a normal fashion. Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. He was bullied. He was hit. He stutters. My wife was a speech and language pathologist and worked with kids. They call it a disfluency. He was disfluent. He's a very, very measured guy. He's not flashy. He's not charismatic in that sense. But if you listened to his State of the Union address, if you saw him when he went to visit Zelensky in the surprise visit, taking a great deal of risk, because they informed the Ruskies while he was en route. They said, Joe Biden's going to be in Kyiv. And if you better stand down, because if you pull anything, we will let you have it. That was a risk. They easily could have had Russian sympathizers from Eastern Ukraine do it. This guy is brave. He's smart. And he's been in the Senate or vice president since 1972. He's the guy that I want in charge of our foreign policy. He's fully coherent. You can't hold the fact that he is disfluent and he has it under control against him. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Stand by for a great show, another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, signing off for today.
Present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.
summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app. I'm Morgan.